From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is waging a war of words this weekend over U.S. professional athletes who refuse to stand before games for the playing of the country's national anthem, saying they should be fired and suggesting that fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. Those players have waged a protest for what they see as disparities in the treatments of minorities in the country and Trump's own divisive comments about U.S. race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. There were some verbal fireworks at the U.N. General Assembly when North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said President Trump's mentally deranged.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
China's Earthquake Administration said a quake in North Korea Saturday was not a nuclear blast, after saying earlier that the 3.4 magnitude quake detected was a suspected explosion. Meantime, China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement on its website, exports of refined petroleum to Pyongyang will be limited to 2 million barrels a year. Effective October 1st, it says sales of liquefied natural gas will be banned immediately. This is VOA News. Germans go to the polls this Sunday in an election that will likely result in a fourth term for Chancellor Angela Merkel. But it could also see the first time for a far-right party becoming part of the Bundestag since the end of World War II.
The AfD will indeed be the first right-wing radical party who will make it into the federal parliament. Although, if you look at the history since 1949, we already had other right-wing radical parties on the regional level in different parliaments. At the federal level, this would be the first time since the Second World War.
That's analyst Paul Matuszek. Support for Merkel's center-right Christian Democrat Party is currently at 34%, but the far-right Alternative for Germany Party is showing more support than 5% of the vote required to get a seat in the multi-party Bundestag. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital, Kabul, injuring at least three people. The Ministry of Interior described the injured as Afghan civilians, but would not say whether foreign forces suffered any casualties at all. The Taliban insurgency has taken credit for the plotting of the suicide bombing. There is tremendous support for a referendum in Iraqi Kurdistan, and nearly a million people are registered to vote. There have been huge rallies leading up to the ballot, including one Friday night that local media reported drew a crowd of 40,000 people. A powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday, killing at least two people and triggering new alarms in the country already struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. One resident describes the experience.
Everyone is scared, despite receiving a lot of support from citizens with regards to shelters full of food, support from young people, people removing rubble. We're scared, and we see that homes and buildings collapsed, that people were hurt and died. We're all scared.
The U.S. Geological Survey says that the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1. and was centered in the southern state, about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. Western leaders have reacted to Iran's announcement Saturday that it had made and successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday, Iran just test-fired a ballistic missile capable of reaching Israel. They are also working with North Korea. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.